I've summarized the information on the relationships between us, chimps, and gorillas. On each of the three possible cladograms, I've entered the characters supporting it, using the numbers down the right side of the table. You can check it through in detail later, but as you can see, there are 12 possible human-chimps in apomorphies, 3 possibles for the chimp-gorilla pairing, and 4 possibles for the human-gorilla pair. Now, if we chuck out all the dubious ones where outgroup comparison is ambiguous, there are 9 unambiguous characters favouring the human-chimp relationship, and 3 each for the other 2 possibilities. Given that evidence, we should accept the hypothesis that chimps are our closest relatives. And I'll suggest 2 different reasons why we should accept it. The first brings in the principle of parsimony, or economy of explanation. There are 19 characters in the table, and the hypothesis that chimps are our nearest relative explains 12 of them as the result of common ancestry. The other 2 alternative hypotheses, the chimp-gorilla and human-gorilla pairings, each explain only 3 or 4 of the 19 characters. Now, in using the principle of parsimony to choose between hypotheses, we aren't implying that evolution is parsimonious, that it goes by the shortest route. We don't know whether it does or not. Parsimony says nothing about evolution. It's simply a principle of rational explanation. The second reason why we should choose the human-chimp hypothesis concerns probability. Given the 3 alternative trees, one of them supported by 12 characters, 1 by 3 and 1 by 4, you could do a statistical test to find out what chance there is that a wrong tree should be supported by so many characters. The test and the result will depend on the assumptions you make, but the people who published this table reckon that the result is significant at about the 3% level. So we can accept the human-chimp pairing. This doesn't mean we accept it unconditionally, but that, like every other hypothesis in science, it's subject to test. And specifically, the hypothesis predicts that other samples of characters will show the same distribution, with the majority of them favouring the human-chimp pairing. We can get one test from another set of DNA sequences. They're from an immunoglobulin pseudogene. And again, they favour the human-chimp pairing by 3 to 1. And they bring the significance of the result below 1%, meaning odds of over 100 to 1 in its favour.